The decades-long increase in the number of farmers' markets has been driven by rising demand for local food. In recent years, though, the number of summer and winter markets has leveled out. In fact, there are a few less farmers' markets opening this spring. Aaron Buckwalter counts 76. Buckwalter is with the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont, the parent organization for the Vermont Farmers Market Association. She says for established producers, large farmers markets are a major source of income. But many popular markets have waiting lists, so newer growers are turning to a virtual farmers market.
You know, there's more competition than there was 30 years ago. So people are getting a little bit more creative and trying out new business models. And, you know, we also have some online markets in the state, which are kind of a new thing that's happened over the last few years.
In the online farmers markets at yourfarmstand.com, groups of farms list products available. Consumers can order from several farms, then pick up the order at a specified time and location. Buckwalter says every market has its own rules, but the Farmers Market Association encourages members to be producer only, meaning the person who sells the product is the one who grew or made it. But interesting issues often arise, like the person who goes fishing in Alaska and brings back wild salmon to sell at market here.
He might fit under some producer only market rules, but then also some markets also have a rule about where people grow the food or where the food comes from, you know, how far away. So there's, you know, this whole host of complex things that every market board tries to figure out what makes sense for their market, and some are more limiting than others.
Buckwalter says the popularity of selling prepared foods at farmers markets also raises questions about what constitutes local.
Some just say, you know, well, you're cooking it and you're a local business. We want to support you, so you can vend at our market. You know, other markets, like the Brattleboro Winter Market, for example, has really strict guidelines about what percentage of the food that the prepared food vendor uses has to be local.
Recently, the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded a $500,000 grant to NOFA and the Vermont Law School to develop a legal resources toolkit for farmers markets nationally. Laura Restino is director of the Center for Agriculture and Food Systems at the Vermont Law School. Restino says the goal is to build stronger farmers market organizations.
There's not a lot of resources for farmers markets and the people who manage them to really decide how best to organize themselves, whether they incorporate, you know, how they arrange for their space, do they lease, what kind of contracts do they have, all those basic things that any business would have to consider.
The four-year project will focus on helping farmers markets with governance policies, liability issues, and risk management. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.